road for us tonight. And the lights across the way blaze bright in denial. The band plays on oblivious. They raise their toasts regardless. Flirt and bicker, crack their jokes, snap out petty arguments, gossip in malicious whispers, smile falsely to each other, as if a storm of change were not blowing down the road. This is not a night for skin-thin dresses or sacrificial shrouds. It is a night to hunker down and anchor to the rocks, pray to whatever saints are listening to help us all survive what is coming down the road. For I can hear it rumbling, the ground, the rock is shaking, the earth beneath me shuddering, and I am but a frail flesh child clinging to my mother. This mother earth that I hold tight may slip my grip tonight. What is coming in that storm? A reckoning? A settling of debts? Retribution for injustices left smoldering too long? My heart is scratching at the door, wanting to find out. Fine, then, go. Go, my heart, my faithful dog. Go sniff out truth and tell me. But hurry back. Be careful, heart. Don't get caught. Don't get shot. Don't be seen, don't be trapped. Go sniff out truth and hurry back. This house is cold without you. The drafty thoughts bite to the bone. I am alone at home with the lonesome wind's moan, the only sound around. These are the nights when I wonder. When my mind travels down the darkened path of roads less traveled and questions left unasked, these are the nights when I wonder about the world beyond my door, about the never-ending parties, about mansions built on backs of men, about women's tears that wash the floors, about old people's fears that wax them. About the blood that's hung in the red velour, about thick curtains of denial, about patterned violence papering walls, about glass windows stained with constant lies, and poisoned rivers sacrificed for fountains. These are the nights when I wonder how long the band will play, and who are the trumpeters with cheeks bright red, puffing prophet piper tunes? Who are the violinists striking rich men's chords, strumming strings of luxury, drowning cries of suffering? For shame on those who play so loud that those partiers cannot hear, wailing children in the night, screaming women, sobbing men. For shame on those who would cook a feast while people scrounge in dumpsters. For shame, I suppose. But how can I lay blame when I could have been like them? I look across at the big house blazing against the night, and I know them. Servants served and masters all. I could have been like them. So who am I to blame? Hunger knocks on all men's doors. Evictions arrive within morning news, brought by whistling delivery boys, riding carelessly. Spared eviction's fate by handing it to others. Who can blame the line of cars parked along the drive? The eager social climbers clamoring to the party. Rats on a sinking, dying ship, scrambling for safety. Who can blame the women, the wives of other men, who slip between the silken sheets in the bedroom of the host? The bed is warm, the night is long, the future dark and cold. Hunger knocks on every door. Who can blame the sellout souls playing poker with the devil? Every man toasts to his own success and drowns his